News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, in the short term, at least, the €9.4 billion budget for 2026 could be affected by a deterioration in the tariff landscape, i.e. what's happening with Donald Trump. The summer economic statement is silent on exactly how things would change if a big shock happens. Dr. Barry Rowntree is Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College. Barry, good morning.
Morning.
I mean, I know that it is a threat and a risk rather than a reality, but the whole budget could be completely shot out of the water if Donald Trump decides to go a different direction with Europe.
Yeah, well, I suppose we don't really know what the budget's going to be because they haven't given us the key details and they've kind of been silent on lots of them and said, well, it's up to what happens on the tariffs. And you're right, things could look a lot worse in a couple of weeks' time if Donald Trump is as truculent as it seems to be shaping up to be and imposes a high level of tariffs. And that could have big implications for the economy and for the public finances themselves. But what we saw in the summer economic statement that was announced yesterday was something quite odd. We saw the announcement of, you know, a commitment to infrastructure spending, which, as you've been talking about, is very, very sensible. It's the right thing to be doing. There's big questions about delivery, but, you know, we have massive deficits that we need to catch up on. But on the current side, what we saw was an announcement that we're going to, well, first, that actually we're going to see overruns this year, even above what was announced last year, which was really quite surprising. I think the scale of it, we're talking about a couple of billion. Again, it's not clear from the figures, but it's shaping up to be a couple of billion. And that's a couple of billion over what they said they were going to spend in the pre-election budget, which was a lot more. You know, they really had ramped up spending in that. And we've been told, well, actually, it's going to be even higher because we're not keeping control and government departments are overspending. And then on top of that, what they've said is for next year, we're going to still increase current spending by 6.5% or so. So another big increase in current spending. But the weirdest thing that I found with the whole summer economic statement was they say, well, we're going to do that unless things get bad, unless we do get the situation with Trump and tariffs, in which case we're going to cut back, which is the precise opposite of what we should be doing. What we should be doing is being kind of cautious as the economy is currently going well. We should not be kind of trying to overheat it further. And then if things go bad, the government should step in and start spending more. But we're being told that the government's strategy is to do the opposite, that they're going to take money out if tariffs do come through. And that just makes no sense whatsoever.
Is it a kind of a fiscal paralysis we're stuck in then, which goes to my point that I don't think that the NDP can be delivered because of this weird situation they find themselves where they want to spend, they don't want to spend. In fact, they don't know what they want to do.
Well, paralysis might be a good thing if it slowed down the pace of the current spending increases we've seen in the last few years, but it's not. They're going for it, and they're going for it hard. I think what we're really seeing is kind of a bit of Charlie McCreevy for slow learners. We're kind of, when I have it, I spend it. When I don't, I don't. And we're going back to that, which again, I thought was one of the things that we'd learned from the last crisis, was you don't want to leave yourself in that situation, that you don't want to try overheat the economy when things are going good, as we did over the 2000s. And you don't want to leave yourself in a situation where, you know, the public finances fall apart and you're not able to step into the breach and that you have to make those cuts. But instead, what we seem to be doing is to be actively saying, well, that's going to be our strategy, that if the tariffs come in high and if economic activity starts to fall back and if that starts to hit the public finances, well, then we're going to have to reshape the government finances packages and pull back on that. And again, that's just the complete wrong approach. It's the direct opposite of what basic economics tells us should be approached to macroeconomic policy.
Just to finish up on it, Barry, there are huge demands across every single sector, but should the government at least be prioritising where there can be gains made? Again, I go back to housing. Health is always going to cost more, but you know, it just seems as if they want to spend, but they've no way of controlling the spending.
I think that's right. And again, you see that, I suppose, most in terms of the tax package and the rumour of what's going to go into that. Well, one, the fact that they're suggesting they're going to have a large tax package, that they're going to have $1.5 billion set aside for new kind of tax cuts. And so that's not just going to be, you know, making sure that tax credits and bans keep pace with earnings growth or inflation. They seem to be saying, well, they're going to do more on top of that. And they also don't seem, or they seem to be starting to maybe face into the fact that they can't do everything they want on that side, that you know, cutting VAT on hospitality would cost up almost $1 billion, that would eat up all that package there. And again, doing that at a time when the economy is doing quite well, when the hospitality sector by any metric is doing quite well, would be mad from an economic policy perspective, but seems to be politically the position where the government's gotten itself into.
Dr. Barry Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you very much for that. Shane, I can't help feel as if they're almost in an election cycle, despite the fact they're not even 1 year in to their term in office.
I hope that's not the case. I mean, they have rolled back on the one-off payments, but as Barry said, that idea of we'll spend unless the economy turns down and the tariffs hit is definitely not a good approach. I think, what did he say, Charlie McCreevy, for slow learners?
Great line.
It is a good
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.